Recording now. Lovely. So today's call was a third of the From Heartache to Joy calls. And this one's about brain reboot, recalibration, and rejuvenation. And as I'm starting to go into that, I'm already starting to, you can hear my voice. All right. And it feels like you are needing this very call. Take into consideration that as we are going through each day, every day, 24 hours a day, we are taking stuff on, really, we're taking stuff on all the time. And our emotional state is very, very much programmed into our brains and our actions and our behaviors. Our mental state, which is, of course, the brain and how we're thinking about the emotional state and about all the other stuff that's coming at us day by day. So the thing is, our brains are never the same within a 24-hour period. I hope that's understandable for what I'm saying. Our brains are never the same because it changes all the time. All right? Because of the very fact that we are being bombarded with stuff that comes at us all every day through the day. Suzanne says, my brain and memory is functioning better, but at sometimes my brain doesn't work at all, or if it's interference. I use the entity program too, and I have working more with that right now, having so much sadness, don't know if it's mine, and anger. Very good, Susan, because that entity program, and a lot of you know that when you've contacted me about the feeling that you have in your brains, or you know how it's not exactly 100%, the very first thing I do is go into the entities and clear them out. And that seems to make, or doesn't seem to, it does. It makes a huge difference and as to how our brains are and what's going on in there. A huge clearing out. And I can tell, as soon as I start to scan and there's all this dross and gunk and build up in the brain, no sooner as the entities have gone, the brain becomes, it's like chalk and cheese, becomes so smooth as we go, as I scan through. There's such a big difference. So we need our brains repaired, recalibrated, and rejuvenated at some time through our lives. Because as we transverse this life from the time we were born, some of us may have had birth trauma, and some may have had forceps delivery, which may not always have gone well. And as we come through life, many of us have had accidents as children, through our adolescence, and in our adulthood. So this reboot, recalibration, and rejuvenation is to address all of these incidents that we have encountered through life that have not been for our brain's highest good. And we are understanding that this is, as I said, our brains are never the same, even 24/7, okay? It changes all the time, depending on what's coming at you. Now, I just want you to, perhaps your cognition or your memory may need a healing, or perhaps you may be experiencing brain fog. And we all understand what that is. I remember when I was going through menopause, I had the most awful, awful brain fog. And I thought, my God, I must be getting what's happening to me. but of course, that cleared and my brain is lovely now. Thank you very much, God and my team. Thank you. So yeah, I know what that feels like. There's just this fogginess, and you're living in a misty world, and forgetfulness too. I've been all that, been down that track too, everyone. So you know, you're not on your own. Whatever anyone is needing on this call at this moment in time will be addressed, and a healing and resolution brought about for each person, and targeting each brain according to the unique healing that's needed by each of your brains. So I just want you to let you know. And remember what I said, as we go through our day 24/7, our brain can change And then, of course, if we take on entities, the brain changes even more, okay? They seem to want to control, that's how they control through the brain. And this is not a good thing, as we all already know. So as we come into this third and last of the Your Miracle Brain group call series, I would like you all to just become aware. So I just want you to just close your eyes. Each and every one of you, just close your eyes and get yourself settled. Just take a deep breath. And just become aware of how your brain is feeling right now. And giving yourself about a minute or so to just close your eyes and check into your brains. So just crossing your hands over the middle of your chest area, closing your eyes and dropping down with all your focus behind your hands into your divine heart center. And in that place, you connect with your brains now and feel that energy. What are you detecting? Does your brain feel absolutely beautifully clear? Or is it feeling foggy? Is your memory effective or defective? Do you have headaches or migraines, either now, or are they your constant companion? Do you feel your brain is not functioning properly? Just an understanding that your brain is not functioning as it should. Do you feel alert? Or not feeling alert at all? And how balanced is your brain feeling now? And just take this time to feel that, to connect with your brain like we did when we did the Love Your Brain call. And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that your brain is not feeling happy at all, 0 that your brain is feeling totally alert and clear, and maybe somewhere in between, like a 5, where your brain is feeling a little dubious, a little bit cloudy, and not exactly 100% clear. And just take note of that number. You might want to write it down somewhere, or compare it so that you compare this at the end of our time together when we come out of the meditation and the clearing. So as you feel yourself connecting into your brain, just write that down someplace, or you can speak it in the chat if you want, or you can unmute yourselves to let me know. How's that feel? So just be aware how your brain feels, how it works, and how it should feel. And also aware of how amazing your brain really is, how incredibly it works on your behalf when it is healthy. And even when it's not so healthy, it still manages to compensate for any malfunctions. So, excuse me, I'm just looking at the chat. Pat's is number, she's a six. Alana, five. Thelma, a four. Ilka, five to six right now. Harsh says, I forgot not absorbing information. Brilliant. All conversations. Dawn says 3 out of 10, partially clear with some parts barely functioning. Thank you. Nina, 6 to 7. Arlene, I feel about a 6. RK says 4. And KC says 4. Thank you. So we got a kind of a mishmash anywhere from about 7 all the way down to 4, I think. Jesse, 3 with foggy sections malfunctioning. Thank you. Lovely. Okay. So it's a lovely way, a place at least to be aware before we go into this, and then how you're going to be feeling afterwards. So on this call, we will go through all the aspects of your brain and clear out, which is the reboot and recalibrate and rejuvenate as well. Those, by the way, those people that are, whose names are on the healing list, those that you joined and whose names are on the holding list, just want to let you know that it's going to be extended all the way in conjunction and corroboration with your teams as well. And my heart team has been extended until the 30th of June. All right. So it's really, really a long time, but it's lovely because we connect in every day. All right. So, just so blessed to be able to do this work. And really, I'm giving you great gratitude to all of you, because you are the ones that set the tone. You are the ones that guide people like me that do this work. And I'm really, really grateful for all of your energies, all of your inputs, all of you for who you are. So, as I spoke about this before, remember that each and every one of you is unique in your own way, and you bring your own energy to this group dynamic. So please, by all means, I'd love you to participate as much as you can. Because remember, I've said this before, this is not one-sided, right? You, all of you, contribute and are as important to this whole process and your own healing via your own healing team. So please always remember that, okay? It's not about me at all. None of it is. Never has been. It's all about you. I'm a facilitator, and I help to guide, you know, as much as I can on this process. Because remember, you are the ones who put your hands up and said, yes, I want to be part of this. Okay. So now I just want you to cross your hands over your chests, the middle of your chest area, and imagine your beautiful, divine, sacred heart center, which lies behind your hands. Now focus your mind, all of your thoughts, your feelings, your breathing, and any actions that we may do. Focus them all behind your hands in your divine sacred heart center. And take a deep breath in through your nose, long and slow. And as you take your breath in, you drop down behind your hands, deeper and deeper. That's right. And then you breathe out long and slow through your mouth. Take another deep breath in, going deeper and deeper behind your hands. Breathe out long and slow through your mouth. Dropping your shoulders and relaxing deeper and deeper into yourself. That's lovely. Now, take another deep breath in through your nose, dropping down deeper behind your hands and allowing your shoulders to relax. And then breathe out long and slow. Now feel the connection with your sacred heart as we take a moment to feel into the space, which is the way forward as you continue on this journey called life. Now we will connect to the triple hearts, which uses a golden shaft to connect your heart with the heart of a source and the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And as you connect to the Earth Mother, you drop your grounding cords all the way down to wrap around her beautiful crystalline heart, giving her greetings, gratitude, and love. Now see and feel that golden shaft expand out from the center of your core and go all the way out to encompass your entire divine energy matrix. Now, feel the magnitude of this energy as it cleanses, heals, purifies, releases, and balances all energies that are not of love from your entire divine energy matrix, which comprises your entire energy bodies. All of the negative energies in your entire auric field. Including all negative thought forms. And all calling to and from you. And we particularly ask to target all negative entities that may be residing within your energy matrix. No matter how strong they are, we ask all the teams involved to release these negative entities. Now, thank you. So clearing out all of those negative thought forms within your auric field. And all of the courting, both to you and from you. Wow. Oh, thank you. Also repairing all of the auric shield that is needed and strengthen the auric shield as well. And I'm going to ask as well for the electric violet chamber to be downloaded over each and every one of you. We ask for a thorough clearing and unblocking of every one of your main chakras down the front of you. Oh gosh. Down through the middle, the core of you. And clearing out all of your chakras from the back. All of the chakras of your back are being cleansed, healed, purified, released, and balanced now, clearing all of the dross that has accumulated there over time. All the stuff that comes at us comes into the front, goes to the back, and stores. A lot of it we store on our back. Thank you. And we also ask for every other mani chakra throughout your entire divine energy matrix to be cleared as well. We now connect into each and every cranium for all of those that are on the live call and those that will be listening. Oh. And we ask the teams, not only my team, but your teams as well, for this work that we're to be doing today. Oh. Asking to clear the glyph in each and every brain. This is the system that is a twin to the lymph system within your bodies, which releases all of the toxins that need to be drained from the brain. We ask it. And look at the plaque. For those that have not released all the plaque from their brains, they ask the same. We're actually asking our teams to bring in light and sound, which is appropriate for each brain. Via the zero point field from our Mother, Father, Supreme Creator. All the plaque, as you could say, to be released now. All the heavy metals that still may be residing within some brains, we ask that to be released now. Inflammation. Oh, goodness me. Oh, gosh. Whew. Some brains had mold. Oh, we ask that this be clear now. Some brains have adrenaline. They are so stressed that the cortisol, the adrenaline, accumulates in brains. And we know this is not a good thing. Thank you. We also want to target the basal ganglia area of the brains. And we ask for completely and cleared out meninges, which is the lining of the skull. and where it's a place where bacteria can cause meningitis. Thank you. May I ask too, now we're connecting into the cerebral spinal fluid. And I'm really happy to say that this is pretty clear. And looking at the circle of Willis. The circle of Willis is the veins and the arteries in the brain that are not working efficiently. Looking now at the Broca, which is the speech center for a lot of people that is affected. And the Wanaka area also, which is connected to speech. This is the another part of the brain that asks for and receives the comprehension to be able to speak fluidly. Connecting into the cranial nerves on both sides of the brain. Looking at the right side right now. Lovely. And looking at the left-hand side of the left hemisphere, where the cranial nerves reside. Beautiful. And looking at the corpus callosum, which runs down between the two brains. Thank you. Neck bones. And a lot of you. These neck bones are very important because this is where the spinal cord runs through. And it also holds the head up, which is extremely heavy. It's something like about 3 kilos, I think, 2.5 kilos. And the neck bones have a very important role to play. Plus it is the vertebrae and the spinal cord runs down through that. And it can get impinged by the vertebrae if the vertebrae are out. We're just doing a clearing and rebooting, recalibrating and rejuvenating of the neck bones now. Some of you who have neck issues, you may find that it's been eased with this work that's being done right now. It's repairing, rebooting, calibrating, and rejuvenating. We're asking too for all the minerals and the nutrients to be downloaded energetically into all the bones and the cranial bones within the brain, that are protecting the brain. There's also the sphenoid bone within the brain itself. So all the nutrients and minerals that are needed, we ask them to be downloaded now and also into the vertebrae of the neck and into the vertebrae all the way down through the thoracic, the lumbar, and the sacrum and the coccyx as well. Thank you. All those cranial bones, just putting them back in place. If there are any of them that are out from trauma that we have had to the brain through life. So for those of you that haven't had work with me, do that now. Like a jigsaw puzzle, the cranium itself. And when it gets a trauma, those jigsaw puzzles can be moved out of where they should be. And when that happens, nerves can be impinged, all kinds of things can happen, muscles. It feels beautiful. Thank you. Also, just going to open those cranial nerves up and out, sorry, the cranial bones. And also just elongating them in the neck area as well, so they're not impinging upon anything, that everything is free and open and relaxed and easy. Thank you. Looking at the brain stem, which runs down the middle of the brain, and the place in which all of the cranial nerves reside, they come out of the brain stem itself. The midbrain is the first part of that brain stem. Clearing all that out now. The pons is in the middle, and this pons is the bridge to the small brain at the back, which is the cerebellum. And then we're looking at the medulla. Oh, shucks. And the medulla houses the blood pressure. And the main thing that happens with the medulla is this is where the vagus nerve connects into from the gut. So it comes all the way up through the different organs. And this is where, when the gut isn't 100% healthy, where things can go wrong with the brain. Some of you, your medulla is pretty congested. Thank you. Thank you. And the spinal cord we spoke about, that is the extension of the medulla and runs down through the vertebrae. So that's lovely. We've just done that clearing. There's also a part in the brain that's called the ventricles. And this takes, this helps to supply the fluid to the cerebral spinal fluid. And it feels really good. It feels like you, I can see that, it's not needing much help here, but we're just going to ask that each of the brains that we're working with, the cerebral spinal fluid via the ventricles is topped up. For some of you, I think I've told you that you had dehydration in the cerebral spinal fluid. Ah, that's better. Thank you. Looking at the thing called tracts in the brain. And these tracts are kind of associated with Alzheimer's. Lovely. Clear those tracts out now. Looking at, see if there's any Parkinson's. That's showing here. Thank you. Any Alzheimer's? Any dementia? They may be showing and healing all that out of the brain. Some of you may have MS. Mm. Some of you may have ME, or none of you. Thank you. Neurotransmitters that need to be repaired, repairing that now. Thank you. And some of you also have damaged DNA. In fact, almost, it's quite a few have damaged DNA. So we're healing that up now. We're going to now target the vagus nerve. Oh, this nerve is almost, I think it will be recognized as having a system of its own. It is such an important part in our bodies. The only parts, the only organs that it doesn't connect into is the bottom part of the bowel and the bladder. It's the only two parts of all the organs in our bodies that are not connected to the vagus nerve. Vagus nerves also connects to the neurotransmitters in the gut. This again, we're talking about the gut-brain connection. This is the vagus nerve that does it all. So right now we're just gonna, I'm just gonna connect with the vagus nerve in the throat. Some of you may feel this as I'm working in the throat area now. Going down into the lungs. The vagus nerve also connects into the lungs. And we're going to now target the vagus nerve to the heart. Oh. We're now going to go down and target the kidneys as well. And last of all, we're going to connect with the vagus nerve into the gut area. Oh, gosh. Oh. Some of you may feel this. Now I'm just going to connect in with the brain, the three brains, because the brain itself has the first brain, which is the reptilian brain. A lot of you have heard me talk about this. And this brain is the one that is the first one that starts beating when we're dividing. When as the cells, that is the very first brain that happens. And that's the reptilian brain, which is, of course, the automatic brain. It just does and it breathes for us. It does all the things that we would never be able to cope with if we had to do it for ourselves. the limbic brain, which is the emotional brain. And the next one is the neocortex brain, which is the big brain on the outside. So you, that's just to, now I'm also wanting to, I'm asking for a downloading of stem cells, stem cells to do all repairs that are needed. By each of your individual brains. Some of you may need it and some of you may not need it at all. But we're calling in a high concentration of stem cells to repair. I'm also going to ask for some dopamine to be downloaded into each and every brain, those that are needing it. And serotonin, for those that are needing serotonin. We ask that to be brought in, downloaded now. You know that serotonin, 80% of it is made in the gut by the neurotransmitters from there, and by the fields of it. There are many of you that are needing the serotonin now. I'm asking for each of your assemblage points to be put in place. And your excitonal alignment to be set in place. I've also been told that some of you need GABA, so we're going to bring in GABA as well. And download GABA into all those brains that are needing this. And last and not least, we ask Mother, Father, Supreme Creator, Holy Spirit, and all of our own team, each my team as well as yours, for a complete rebooting, recalibration, and rejuvenation of every single brain that listens to this recording now. Oh. We ask that all this is done with ease and grace, according to each person's needs. And just take a moment now to feel yourself coming back into the room, gathering yourself, and just take a moment to check into your brain and assess what number you feel it is now at now. And you can either unmute yourself and or type in the chat, whichever feels more appropriate for you. Thank you, Susan. I think you typed that in earlier. Yeah, that was at half an hour ago. So, Suzanne, how's that feel? Ursula, namaste, 10, balanced and relaxed. Thanks, Alan. All tingly, much clearer, Alana. Thank you. Did anybody go to sleep? Jessie, so tired. Well, sweetheart, it is 5 o'clock your time too. So you should take this time to go. Much clearer, went to sleep. Yep, Diana. Pat says zero. Thanks, Pat. Diana, 4 to 0. Thank you. You're welcome, my dear. My brain function from 7 to 3. So is that, Dawn, you're saying that it got worse because 7 is higher, and which means severe, and 3 means better. Which one is it? So did yours go up instead of down, or I feel my brain is vibrating? It is so much clearer now. Love this. You're welcome, darling. Raquel says, I fell asleep. Yes, darling, that's fine. No worries. Neela, 8 to 9, nodded off and on. So Neela, again, 8 and 9 is severe. So does that mean worse or better, darling? Dawn, thank you. Better function, right. Raquel, 4. Jesse, better. Thank you. Harsh, thank you. I'm still 5, not noticing shifts. No worries, Alan. See how it feels as we go through. Casey says 3. Neela, oh, better. No worries. that's brilliant. I mean, the object of this is to feel better, right? Oh, dear. Okay, Ilko, you can listen to the recording afterwards and in a nice, quiet place so that it works the way it should do for you, okay? No worries. It is Mother's Day after all. Bless. Thelma, I feel wonderful, very calm and relaxed. Think I was able to be more positive, re my legs. Oh, that's lovely, darling. Thelma, I want you to email me, would you please? Because I want to do some work with you on your legs, all right? Headache is almost completely gone, says Casey. Brilliant, lovely, Casey. Elsie, 3 to 0. I feel the shifts, especially in the neck bones, which really. That's why I asked you, some of you will notice the neck bone thing. Jesse Scott, lovely. It's just amazing. You think about it, really, I mean, we're thousands of miles apart and yet you can feel this energy. Isn't it wonderful? I just think it's just so incredible. Marcy says, I feel I had a complete tune-up. Thank you, you're welcome, Dawn. Jesse, yes, neck bone's better. Brilliant, Dawn. Mark? Hi, Mark. Right. 5 to 2. More work on the vagus nerve for me. Lovely. My neck is much more relaxed, says Pat. Dawn, I also thought 10 was better. My lower legs are still cadaver-like, and so will be our next session. No worries, Donna. I'm really wanting to target now people's joints and the legs, because as we're getting older, Suzanne says a bit blocked when we worked on the spine areas. It was 100% clearer now. Beautiful. Happy Mother's Day, all mothers here. You're welcome, Ilka, and thank you. If anyone needs to go off, by all means, do so. But I'm really wanting to target as we're getting older, our legs and our joints seem to take the toll. And I know this because I'm one of those, okay? And so I'm working on myself, and I want to be able to impart this to others, because it's really starting to work well. Neil says, feels wonderful, very relaxed, some cranial pressure on the top of the head. Started when we first came on the session. That's downloading, Neil. Well done. But I tell you what, everybody, don't forget you must ground as well, because a lot of this energy is very, very high. Jesse, yes, please. Legs. No worries, Donna. Neck and shoulder bones, very relaxed. You're welcome, sweetie. That's the other area, neck and shoulder bones, and also the muscles is what I'm working on as well. The topic of joints is hot. Mark, you're such a honey. Jalapeno hot. Yes, LOL. It is, Mark. And I'm getting a lot of good results with it. I'm working still, but I might need some guinea pigs, okay? Tell me if you wouldn't mind being a guinea pig, I'd love you to come on board, sweetheart. And Mark, perhaps we can talk about this as well, which is good. Level was already a one, a deep session, especially the entity clearing. Mahalo. You are, Guido, thank you. Really, really lovely to hear from you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Thelma. So I'm not going to keep you all because we've kind of gone over our time. My bones hurt often. Harsh. Good. Okay, sweetie. Let's have a look at that. Jesse, yes, guinea pigs. I would love to be a guinea pig. Email me those guinea pigs, okay? Because you realize when I talk about guinea pig that it's quid pro quo, guys. I need your input and so your testimonials when and if you feel any change, okay? Because we'll make that, I'm going to try bringing that as another package for from Heartache to Joy, maybe. We'll just see. At this stage, it's experimental, but I love it because it's actually working. Now, don't forget, you need to drink a lot of water because we've done some pretty big and very, very special work here today. Also, don't forget, each of you has been looked after by your own teams. And the work we've done here today is tailored to every person's ability to clear without much upset to your system via the ease and grace, which is what we asked for before. So remember to nurture yourself for 48 hours and just hydrate, lots and lots of water. All right, it's very important. If you are challenged in any way, don't forget, go to your heart, do the Ho'oponopono and ask for it to be cleared, okay? So let's give thanks and gratitude and love to your teams and to the triple heart, which is the source of all that is, your own beautiful heart and the heart of Mother Earth for this incredible gift of a clear and healthy brain as you go forward. So let it be written. So let it be done. It is always such a pleasure for me to be in contact with all of you. And I cannot tell you how much love and joy and just this feeling of wanting to each of you and every one of you to be absolutely perfect in your health. That is my main and only really reason for doing what I do. That's my driving force. And I'm so grateful to you all for being part of that. Okay. No worries. Thank you, Arlene. Casey, thank you, Virginia. I know that I was brought to you through pure grace. Oh, Casey, thank you, Madonna. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Valerie. Ursula. Thanks, Ilka, Neela, Harsh, Diana. It's so lovely. And our pleasure. So thank you, Thelma. Mahalo, everyone. Lots of love and enjoy the rest of your beautiful Mother's Day. Thank you.
Thank you
for sharing it with me. Thank you. Bye. Thank